Simon & Schuster Audio presents Her Pretty Face by Robin Harding. Read by Cassandra Campbell, Kirby Hayborn, and Rebecca Ross.
Arizona Globe, Friday, March 1st, 1996. Still no sign of missing teenage girl. Parents frantic 1 week after daughter's disappearance. Pilar Hernandez. Phoenix. Courtney Carey, 15, left her parents' home in the Phoenix suburb of Tolleson on the evening of February 23rd to meet friends, and has not been seen since. Carey's friends say she did not show up to meet them as arranged, which is out of character. Police, family, and friends scoured the area but have found no sign of Carey. She is described as a white female, 5'4", with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing jeans, a red flannel shirt, and running shoes. If you spot her or have any information regarding her whereabouts, please call police.
Frances.
Now. Frances Metcalf was not the type of woman who enjoyed large parties, especially large parties where you had to dress up in a costume. Given the choice, she would have stayed home and pierced her own nipples with dull knitting needles, but fundraisers for Forrester Academy were not optional. Despite the $30,000 tuition fee, the elite private school's coffers needed regular infusions of cash. The night's theme was the 80s. Like, totally come as your favorite 80s pop star. Frances had taken the invitation literally and dressed as Cyndi Lauper. She admired the performer's LGBTQ activism, and Lauper's music had been the soundtrack to a more innocent time. But the full skirt and layers of belts, beads, and scarves may not have been the most flattering choice for Frances's curvaceous body type. With her bright red wig and colorful makeup, Frances felt as if she looked like a cross between a deranged clown and a heavy-set bag lady. She wandered self-consciously through the school gymnasium, taking in the neon streamers and hand-painted posters. So rad. Grody to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?